Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Another edition of Monstrous Radio. This is our live show. You can check out our 24-hour streams over at monstrousradio.com. You can also check out all the archives of the show, the interview with Tamara Bubble, the interview with Highway, the interview with The Game, the interview with Yuck Mouth, the interview with the real Frank Lucas. We got a lot of interviews behind us, so make sure you go over there, check them out, see what they're all about. Some of them are crazy, crazy, crazy. I remember even one time we got pranked by some people who called in and talking about he needed some advice on what he should do because everybody wants to beat up on him because he was 24 and this girl was 16 years old. That's what I'm saying. Wow. I told him, watch yourself, player. Somebody's going to bust your ass. You dig? So that's what it do. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this music. I got some new music for y'all. Jake Dirty will be tuning in with us here in just a little bit. I'm just E-Monster. You can find me online. Check me out. I'd say Google me. You dig? Reason why I say Google, you should be telling all, as artists, you should be telling everyone to Google you, or Yahoo, or Bing. Why? Because it makes your search numbers go up. It puts your stats up. Now, when people go to these sites and they put in Say like me, E-Monster, as soon as they put in E-M, try to put in emoji or whatever, E-Monster will pop up. You dig? So that's a little artist tip for today. But all right, we're going to keep it moving. This is Jay Von Jay. You dig? This is called Young and Wild. It's featuring Asia Divine, Sean Lyric, and Lena Ray. This right here is a nice little cut. After that, I got some more Lena Ray and maybe some Sean Lyric coming up right after this. You might as well call this Team Lyric. I know that's not their name, but that's how I met them, was through Sean Lyric, Javon, and at least Lena Ray. You dig? So I think that's a hot name, Team Lyric. That's what I'm going to call them right now. Team Lyric right here on Monstrous Radio. Here we go. Monstrous Mondays starts right about now.
I'm young and wild.
What's the rush? Money and me is what I love. Then comes a whole, you know, such and such. Circle little, but I keep it tight. No time for the bullshit, I. Cause I'm trying to live my life and I'm trying to live it right. I have mistakes but no regrets. I just won't settle for less. Are you dumb? Are you blind? I have beauty. I am blessed. It's all love. Ain't no hate. Just don't rain on my parade. They say forever ain't enough. So I'm trying to live forever young. Let's go.
Young and wild. Nothing to lose, so I suggest you watch your mouth. Yeah, I'm turning up, everybody showing love. Yeah, I'm young and wild.
Young, young and wild.
Yeah, I'm young and wild.
Ain't no turning down.
Got nothing to lose, so I suggest you watch your mouth.
Moving big crowds, way too fast to slow down, way too up to turn down. Streets too big, we breaking them down. Ain't making a sound, we running the town. Now throw it up, turn it up. We ain't turn it down. Watch why I flip it, it's so acrobatic. Abracadabra when the shit is like magic. The chick got you weak, I done already had it. Hit it from the back, now she a crack at it. You know I'm styling, and all my youngers is wilding, and all we know is ball. That's the life that I live. Man, I swear I came up. No worries on my Lil Wayne stuff. Started from the bottom, I changed up. Now my game's up, my change up. So reckless in my life today. For the best shit, the price you pay. I'm rich, homie. Make you feel some type of way.
I said I'm young and wild. Nothing to lose, so I suggest you watch your mouth. Yeah, I'm turning up, everybody showing love. Yeah, I'm young and wild.
Young, young and wild.
Yeah, I'm young and wild. Yeah. Ain't never turning down. Got nothing to lose, so I suggest you watch your mouth. Yeah, I'm turning up, everybody showing love. Yeah, I'm young and wild.
Young, young.
Oh my God, who's Lena Ray? I don't know, she just popped up.
Just start popping it.
That's a bubble, bubble, booty. Make me wanna blow some bubbles. Pop, pop, pop. Don't make me bust your bubble. Right cheek, left cheek. Yeah, they're your couple. I call them, I call them, I call them, call them double trouble. I'm all about my business. Money is my mistress. I am not a cheater, but with my money, I keep my distance. My style is gifted. My spirits, they are lifted. Hold up, stop.
What?
Let me check my watch.
Go
it's a quarter past that time to
at me right now. Right now. Hey, get at me right now. Sharp. Yeah. Lyrics. Yeah. I'm so turned up right now. I ain't trying to answer my phone. Cause she's so mad right now. You could do it all that on your own. You know. I'm single and I'm loving it. Music, they be bumping it. Never getting up of it, yeah. So tell me if you're coming with. I'm looking for someone to get in trouble with. So move your man to the side. And don't let him know you're coming out. Cause we gon' be all night. So girl, I hope you're ready right now. Now all I want is for me and you to go and get lost. And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song. I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you make me wanna right now. Ain't trying to spit no game. All I wanna know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You make me wanna right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. To get at me right now. Yeah, right now. Yeah, right now, right now, right now. Get at me right now. Yeah, right now. Yeah, right now, right now, right now. Get at me right now. Girl, see an actress. Down for anything, I was asking. You know what's good when you leave a girl bragging. But now friends looking, she ain't gonna have this. I love it when the girls say they mix. In my last one, she was part Asian. She told me that she don't like rappers. I said, girl, you better stop playing. Yeah, but that was 2 shots ago. I'm on the road. Anything you want, girl, I guarantee I got in store. I respect women, I ain't trying to get them all to go. But really, they be acting up and anything is possible. We dancing, don't stop. We drinking, say ah. I'm thinking off top. Are we leaving or no? Now all I want all is for me and you to go and get lost. All right. And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song. All right. I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you make me wanna right now. Right now. Ain't trying to spit no game. No game. All I wanna know is are you down? Right now. Right now. Trying to hear this song. I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you make me wanna right now.
Right now.
Ain't trying to spit no game.
No game.
All I wanna know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You make me wanna right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. To get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now,
you heard him. Get at him right now. That's Sean Lyric right here on Monsters Radio, our live show with E! Monster. So I am in Minnesota. That's what I'm playing right now. It's just all TC artists. Our music around here is so diverse. I'm going to slap a couple more in here with y'all. Check it out. This right here is from our R&B, some of our R&B artists. You dig? Now, unfortunately, usually when R&B artists send us music, they only give us submissions for our Wet, Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. You dig? It's that ooh-wee music. So check it out. Up first, I got some Mike DeCole. This right here is called Nothing But a Towel. You dig? So, all right, let's get into this R&B groove. After that, I don't know who I'm going to play, but it's definitely going to be some R&B. And after that, I'm going to come back with some Dub Nietzsche. Let's see. I got some other people, too. Stick with me, E! Monster, Monsters Radio on a Monstrous Monday, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes. Mike, you come.
Baby, that excites me. I'm a sucker for a short skirt girl. To see your wash out the shower.
I love you just the way you are.
Nothing but a towel on.
I'm loving you, you're loving me, and I can't wait to hear you.
Yeah, that's the one and only Black right here on Monsters Radio, our live show. So, hey, like I said, I played some TC artists. I got like a couple more to go. I'm going to open up the lines here in just a little bit. Jay Dirty just pulled up in the whip. You did give him a couple minutes to get it together. So, so somebody hit me up and said when I said I was playing artists from here in the TC, he going to ask me, is TC stand for Toronto, Canada? No, it don't stand for Toronto, Canada. TC stands for the Twin Cities, which is Minneapolis and St. Paul, not Toronto, Canada. You hoser. This is Dub Nietzsche. Call All Gas, No Breaks. Him and Shotty Boo. We're going to open up the lines right after this. Call me up, 424-243-9649. What went on over the weekend? What you want to talk about this week? Whatever. We're going to get it in. Eat Monster. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, no breaks.
Right. No breaks, man. Yeah. What's up, Dub Nietzsche?
Nigga.
Yeah.
Shotty, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man.
They said they want us back again. Yeah, they want us back again.
No breaks. You want to smash it again?
No breaks.
You want to smash it again?
No breaks.
You want to smash it again?
I smash, smash, gas without no breaks.
You want to smash it again?
No breaks.
You want to smash it again?
No breaks.
You want to smash it again?
Understand your boy Lambo. She said, Dub Nietzsche, you just too much to handle. Fall for anything what you stand for. I plan for big houses, big riches, back bitches, close to the tightest ditches. No good, trying to find something thick, keep me hard as wood. Make sure that I'm never misunderstood. Trying hard to change the bad days into good. Yeah, I keep spitting all gas. Can't help it, nigga, my mind's taking, getting cash bad. Please don't wait. I know over the years a lot of niggas hate, but I'm on top of the hill. I'm never gonna tell you shit fake, I'ma keep shit real. Fuck how a nigga feel. Nigga, I'm my own property, I don't need no deal.
I smash, smash, gas without no breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
I smash, smash, gas without no breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas. I got my foot down, nigga, metal to metal. Old school folk, ooh, nigga, hello. I hit the freeway, punching 150 on the dash. Hustle like a maniac just to get the cash. Days of the past, nigga, fuck that bitch. In the third line till I strike and get rich. Talking on a cell, I don't talk like that. Nigga, see me face to face when it's all about the pack. Nigga, fuck what you talking about. Nigga, I'm great. Monkey ass niggas ain't finna see no gorilla. It's F8, nigga, die to the beat. Like, son of a bitch, you wanna ride with me? I got it rolled up, nigga, I'm pushing the dog. Nigga, fresh shot the coupe, nigga, 2-4 dog. Nigga, talking to the bitch like, what up? Nigga, I know she on my butt, she wanna fuck.
I smash, smash, gas without no brakes.
I smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the gas.
I smash.
That's what it do. I'm DJ E Monster. It's Monstrous Monday. We about to get it in. I'm going to open up the lines here in just a second. Like I said, the TC here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, our music selection is so diverse. As you can tell, you can bump that from Crenshaw to Longshore Drive. I'm just saying, that right there bumps. I like that so much I had to do some production with this dude. I got a track that I did with him, and I have a track that I produced just for him. So that's what it do. Monstrous Radio, you mess with us, you mess with something big, making it do what it do. I don't know what I should have said right there, but it is what it is. Let me go over here. Ground Music, brought to y'all by ID Beats Production. Make sure y'all go check them out. This is the beat we got behind. This is called At the Top. Some old school type shit. Let me let you listen to it right quick. Oh, my bad. This ain't the old school. This is the futuristic.
Purchase your tracks today.
Okay. Well, that's what we're doing behind us tonight. Brought to y'all by ID Beats Productions. So make sure y'all check them out. See what they got going on. Subscribe to their newsletters. All that type of stuff. You know, these beat makers, sometimes they give out free leases to beats, all kinds of things. So, hey, if you're in the mood for some production, go check them out. They got a nice range of material over there for you to choose from. So, all right, y'all, let's go over here and check in with Jay Dirty, see what he got going on. You dig? You know what? He was the only guest that calls in that got compliments. You dig? I'm just saying, it is what it is. Let's see what's going on. What's good, Georgia?
What's in the West?
Nothing, just chilling on this monstrous Monday. You know what I mean? Just digging it.
Oh, really?
You know.
Oh, really?
Got back to the studio from running around. You know. So I'm a little hyper. Somebody had to calm me down.
Oh, really? What? I'm glad to see you working in the booth, though, bro. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't my little music bug. You know, I really did.
Oh,
I caught
really?
My little music bag. I'm over here writing all day. I'm doing songs with other people, banging them, dog, banging them. I'm just saying, banging them. Some of them, they're going to take me off of. I'm just saying, they're going to take me off of them, bro, because I killed the track. Nope, we don't need him on it. Nope, he changed the whole vibe.
Man, fuck this shit, dog.
Alright, so that's what it do. So yeah, other than that, I mean, I didn't really do too much this weekend. I know I talked so much about that car show and what was going on. I didn't even make it, bruh. I had so much stuff going between the studio, and then, you know, I went to the Vikings game. You know, I'm a big Vikings fan, you know. And I want to talk about that a little bit, because Viking fans, or just Minnesota fans, period. And some of y'all out there going, oh, God, here he go. He's going down that road. Yeah, we a little different. And what I mean by that, Jay Dirty, is we a little different when it comes to cheering on our team. We're almost like, now, usually when the other team, their stands are like a prison riot. You dig? It's like a prison riot on the rival team side. But on the Viking side, most of these motherfuckers act like they're kings and queens in church. Like, they can't cheer. They can't yell. It was, and this is the part that really frustrated me, bro. This is the part. Now, we play, who did we play? We played it on Tampa Bay. You did? Tampa Bay. I was like, what, row 18? I was really close. Now, there was a dude even closer than me. Get it? He stood up and even turned around to the Viking fans and said, where y'all at? Why ain't y'all cheering? Where y'all at? Now, I don't drink much, bruh. I'm a cheap date. I'm not going to lie. I don't drink much. Not very much. You know, half a can, I'm good. By this time, I don't have me two tall boys. I'm back there making my own scene. Everybody's trying to look at me like, what's he on? Because I'm cheering my motherfucking ass off. You dig? I'm up there dancing. I'm calling out the ref motherfucking plays. Well, that was a false start before the dudes even announced it. You know? So I get to booing his ass. I'm the only one. Now, the only other time I see Minnesota fans really get into it. I remember a long time ago I went to a Viking game, right? Now, in the stands, there was this lady who had on a Brett Favre jersey on our side of the motherfucking stadium. That was a good game. Why? Because every time she said something, everybody, I'm not talking about 1, 2, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. I'm talking about the whole 2,000 that people that was around her. We threw napkins. We threw cups. We threw all kinds of shit at her. She enjoyed it. You know, it was all in funny games. We didn't bust it to the white meat. You know what I mean? But, you know, we had fun with it. Every time she said something, we just bombarded her. She laughed, we all laughed, and she knew every time she could do it, we was going to do it. And we knew every time she stood up, we was going to do it. But I'm just saying, damn, it even happens at the Timberwolf games I go to, the Lynx games I go to. I don't know. I mean, maybe they think that, you know, that beer is wine and cheese, and we're supposed to be proper in Minnesota nice and just sit here and watch the game. That's no fun. That's no fun. I might as well sat my ass at home and sat on my couch and watch the game. Why'd I pay these $50 for these tickets?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't really like sports, though, because, goddamn, I ain't really one for the yelling and all that shit. I'd rather just watch it to the damn crib by myself so I can damn get drunk as I want to and ain't got to worry about no damn police stopping me when I go out the exit. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like to do it. But I don't even watch sports like that, bro. Like, the only damn sport I really watch is UFC and boxing, because that's about it. I don't watch none of that other shit. But I barely even watch boxing anymore because it done got so staged. So, I mean, I'll be watching UFC a little bit, though. But other than that, I don't really. Matter of fact, dog, my damn TV ain't been cut on in about all this. Matter of fact, all this year, my TV ain't even been cut on all this year yet.
Damn. That's what it do. That's what it do. Better not to watch it anyway. But I hear you. We'll switch over to the fights. I hear you about the fights, bro, because I keep it 100. The fights are not what they used to be. No, they're not. The fights are not what they used to be. People used to get in there and actually fight. It didn't matter you got knocked out fourth round. It didn't matter you got knocked out in the third round. Shit, sometimes motherfuckers get knocked out in the first round.
Yeah,
now,
well,
today,
that's because back in the day, back in the day, dog, you know, people actually, you know, it was about the fighting, dog. Like, people that was in boxing and shit, you know, they actually like to go in there and prove that they could beat the other guy. Nowadays, it's about a fucking payoff, dog. Like, they don't want to get hurt if they don't have to, bro. They'd rather just carry a damn fight and throw a couple good little blows and get a check. They don't really want to take no ass whooping no more. All these new school motherfuckers, they all twisted. Nobody wants to get nobody wants to get their ass beat, bro. Like, nobody wants an all down draw brawl. You know what I'm talking about? These motherfuckers just want to damn do it. They don't want to do no more than what they have to get that check. They don't give a fuck if they damn win or lose, bro. They just want to get paid. You know, money kind of softens people up a little bit, dog. Yeah, got that money kind of soften people up a little bit, dog, because, you know, money can't fight for you. Money can't dodge a bullet for you, you know. So, you know, money, they kind of soften people up a little bit, though, because, you know, back when I first started watching boxing, bro, like, motherfuckers was trying to go on that bitch and lay your ass out, because they was like, I'm the king around this motherfucker, and, you know. But nowadays, it's like, all right, I wonder how much I'm going to get paid for this one. Well, they said if I damn throw this fight, you know, I get this much, but if I actually, you know, if I can win by the damn judge's decision to pay them a little bit, bro, and I win by their decision, I get this much. That's all they're doing now. It's not fun no more.
I'd rather go
start some damn shit between two damn hobos on the street and watch them damn throw down before I watch some boxing now. I'd rather do that, bro. Throw a dollar bill between them motherfucker dogs and just watch them, gladiator shit. I don't, you know, fuck watching boxing, man. That shit pussy now. And I used to train in boxing, dog. So, you know, I had a real passion for that. Cause, you know, I actually trained in that shit in the martial arts, and I actually did that, bro. You know, and it hurt my damn feeling, dog. When shit ain't what it used to be, it ain't about the fight no more. It's about the check.
Right. Hey, you know what? Damn, bro. We shouldn't be saying this on the air. Shh, don't say it too loud, bro. But I think we should do that. If we could get for real, have drunken brawls and shit, man. I'm telling you, drunk fights are better than real fights. Because you just be laughing.
Nah,
real
man.
Like, no, did you see the one that was on YouTube? It might be on World Star Hip Hop. It starts out with one dude. He got on a nice suit. I don't know if they was at a wedding, a reunion, or a funeral. I don't know. But he had on a nice white tux. And a big ass 2x4 stick in his hand, drunk as a motherfucker, talking to another dude, drunk as a motherfucker in the car, talking about, dude got, he was like, get out the car, you don't know what's up, nah, 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 nah. Dude got out the car with his drunk ass, beat the dude in the tux that was the drunk ass, took his 2x4, whipped him like a little boy, like you do with Connor, whipped him, his ass, dude just got up and walked off.
That was some two old brothers fighting, dog. Yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to kill you if you come back. I'm going to kill your ass.
What?
That's old school shit, boy. That motherfucker. He gave me the benefit of the doubt, though.
Right. So, yeah, that's what it do. So, hey, I'm going to add this last little piece, then we'll figure out what else we got to talk about. But, bro, the funniest OG moment, funniest OG drunken fight I ever seen never actually went down, right, because of how it all happened, right? There was two OGs at the club. These dudes was arguing, da-da, you know it was about this little broad, little hot, little young broad, da-da-da-da-da-da. It is what it is. Get it? Take your Seattle's, nigga. But they got going, da-da-da, and one OG said to the other one, okay, that's what it is. I got you. Wait right here. Dude's car was like four cars down. He started walking to his car, boop, popped the trunk, boom. Everybody's like, oh, shit, here we go. OG reached in the car, pulled out, cocked back, whoop, bam, busted dude with a dress shoe. God damn. I was like, no, he didn't.
Wow.
Who throws a dress shoe? You don't bust somebody with a Stacey Adams. How are you going to show up in court? Yes, Your Honor. That's
I busted his ass with the suede slipper.
Right. He got the tripping, so I gave him the slipper. You did.
He tried to take my bitch. That's my bitch. I pay her motherfucking bills. I'm the sugar daddy.
Get the stepping. Pow. Yeah. So, yeah, that was like the craziest OG drunken moment ever. So that's what it is, bro. So I Monsters Mondays. So hey, you got something you want to talk about, or you want to talk about the weekend or whatever, whatnot? I know you are a hard working man. But I know you get the studio and stuff. So.
Yeah, I did go to the damn studio Saturday, bro. Yeah, you know, it was a little strange or whatever, but, you know, the new engineer and all that, dog, like, they some, like, fucking heavy metal fans, but they like rap music, too, so it was kind of scary, dog, like, you know, the lighting and shit, they turned the goddamn lights off, bro, while I was in the damn booth, and they had, like, a red and a blue light in there, that's all that was on me. It was kind of scary, bro, that I couldn't see what the fuck they were doing over there and shit. Hey, man, that shit, I was too paranoid. But I dropped some good shit, though, bro, you know. But it was a little scary,
right,
that bit, dog. Them heavy metal motherfuckers, but they just creepy, you know. Goddamn, they creepy. But, you know, they were nice people, though, but, you know, they, man, that shit was a little scary, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That shit, that was
right,
the most scary
right
in that bitch, boy. I don't know if you seen the damn picture or not I posted, dog, but it looked like real red and dark in that bitch. Man, that shit was scary. It was cool, though.
Right. No, I haven't seen the picture yet. I'm going to definitely go check that out. That's what it is. Yeah, I know that had to be a little awkward for you, you know, because I know, you know, how you are, you know, about people you really don't know too much. You know, you rather deal with somebody you know that you're comfortable with. So, yeah, I know that had to be a little different. Because, yeah, that gets me, too, sometimes. You know, you go to some new dude. I mean, it's not really – it may not be like, you know, how it is with you. I don't know. But, you know, it's some new dude you don't know. And either you feel comfortable being around certain people. And, you know, you want to be in your mode, totally relaxed and do your thing, not worried about, not second on back of your mind.
Yeah.
What's this dude doing out there?
I ain't gonna lie, goddamn, you know, when they turned the lights off, bro, you know, I damn near goddamn almost kicked the fucking booth door down and went in there and just started swinging with my poker because I thought they were finna do something to me. You know, I really did.
Right.
You know, like I say, bro, like that shit, I don't play like that. So, you know, when they did that shit, bro, like, you know, my paranoia kind of almost jumped out of me, dog. I grabbed my shit and I was like, dog, these motherfuckers finna try to kill me in this motherfucker. It was already looking like a damn trap house. I said, boy, they finna kill
right
me. You know, that thought went through my damn head, and I was just like, oh, shit, you know. But then, you know, then I heard him come through the headphones, but he was talking out there in the booth. He was like, all right, boy, we finna do it. And, you know, then I kind of damn calmed down because I knew they were just trying to work, you know what I mean? And they wouldn't have damn talked
right
to me after the damn lights got cut off, bro. I would have went up there. Somebody would have went to the hospital. Somebody would have went to jail. But, you know, he talked to me
right
after the lights went off. He came through the damn headphones, bro, and told me, all right, dog, we're finna get it, you know. So I was like, all right, cool, fuck it. Let's go, because I'm already creepy fuck out. You know? Yeah, I'm motherfucking
right, but they just turn the light off and don't say nothing?
Oh, yeah. I had to let him know, dog. I had to let him know. Goddamn, you know, so next damn time, bro, he said, you know, I had to set the law down, bro. Like, dog, I don't play like that, bro. Y'all too goddamn wild. Y'all turn the lights off and shit, boy. That'll get a motherfucker fucked, though. Don't do that. You know, they was like, all right, you know, next time you come in. They was like, next time you come in here, though, bro, yeah, we got you, dog. You know, we know what type of man you are. Like, we got you now. It's all good. I want to break bread with you. Like, it's all good next time, dog. So, and I told him, bro, all them goddamn people that you had at your house in that studio, but I can't go down when I come over there, bro. It's got to just be me and you. I don't want anybody over there, bro. Like, you keep that shit. The two motherfuckers, dog, me and you. Like that. I hate that I'm like that, though. But I hate that shit, dog. But damn it, that's how my fucking mind. Well, I done seen too much. But I hate being like that, though. I want to be able to just, you know, be social and be goddamn cool with people, boy. But I done seen too damn much. My mind fucked. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I got a damn mind no more about it. I think that shit done jumped ship a long damn time ago, bro. So I just be, I be gliding over shit now, though. Just try to stay straight.
Right.
But it was fun, though.
Okay. Did you finish up the track?
I had redid two damn songs that I recorded myself. I redid them in the professional booth. You know, them shits came out a little better now than I originally damn recorded them. And, you know, then I did another track that I laid a verse down on and a hook, and I got like two open verses on that bitch. So I might try to get that out to some damn body, you know, see if they want to do something on it. But I don't like doing features too much, so it's got to be somebody I fuck with.
Right. Well, definitely give me a shot at it, you know what I mean? I was just going to say, you know what I mean,
I'll
if I could find a song and we could do it together. You know what I mean? I could fly down there, hang out with you, go to the studio, da-da-da-da, make a big deal out of it. Okay.
You ever heard that damn Twista song, boy? It's called Fire.
Fire. Most likely. I'm not thinking
by
of it right
Twista,
now.
Though. Yeah, well, it's that instrumental. It's that instrumental, dog. This shit real smooth. Mm. And then, you know, so I'm going to send that to you, dog. And, you know, if you feel something on it, then, bro, you know, do your damn thing and send it back to me. I'll let you know. I'll send it
okay.
to you, though.
That's what I do. All right. Well, hey, for now, I'm going to slap in another track, and then we're going to come back, see what's up, go ahead, end out the show, make it do what it do. I really want to tell you too, Jay Dirty, but I'm going to tell the other people as well some stuff that I did last night that I want everybody to hear about. It can help everybody out as an artist. I'm just saying. Stay with us, Monsters Radio, Monsters Mondays. This is Young Greatness. It's called How Can I? Featuring Mongolia Chop. Hey, this right here is an upcomer. He's coming up strong. Check him out.
Dollars.
Chop, they ain't give us nothing.
Yeah.
You know we took everything, right?
Got a lot on my mind, too. How can I get over the pain?
Bitch, I got some killers out that nine. Uptown, cross that water, they gon' ride for me. So best believe me, I'm tweaking a 10x5 at ya. Ooh, ain't no Nobody was there when I was struggling on the block, block. When the money ran low, all I had was me and Chop, me and Chop. Ask Marcus, man.
Ask
Marcus. I got my cheese up and read up, it's just a dope game.
Dope.
Man. Fresh up off the porch with a scuffed pair of Tim's. If you ain't bought your money, get the fuck around here. My daddy told me I was the king, so you know the beans up, I'm nigga. Working.
Ooh. How can I get over the pain? I'm walking in the rain with a lot on my brain. How can I get where I'm trying to go? It's been a long road, but only I know. They talk about me, say my name in vain. Trying to slander my game, put a picture to my brain. All I know is it will never be the same. And I will never change, and I will never change.
Where I'm going, where I'm going.
Slander my game, put a picture to my frame. All I know is it will never be the same. And I will never change, and I will never change.
Yeah, that's Young Greatness. How can I? Right here on Monsters Radio. See, featuring Mongolia Chop. I believe that's what it says there. So, all right, that's what it do. So, don't forget we got our 24-hour stream over at monstersradio.com. So, hey, this is the information I want to drop on y'all for free. You know, I'm not charging for it. It's just a spot I went to. And basically, it's a nice spot to make some connections, get your music heard by some real professionals. It's called We Make Stars, plural. .com. Go to WeMakeStars.com, make you a profile or whatever, let them know Monsters Radio, E-Monster sent you, and make sure you add Kermit Henderson. You dig? They have these calls on Sunday and other nights of the week. Some of my DJs, some of my other people, but on this phone call now, they give out a lot of good information about how to get into the game and other routes you can take. I missed it last night. Some of the people got off. There was a couple people on there, but there was like people who make movies or looking for artists to put use on their soundtracks, things like that. And they tell you how to get your music submitted and how to get it in. They tell you how to really, you know what I mean, get into the music business. What's the best deal to get? Is it better to go independent? Is it better to be with a label? I could tell you all these things myself, but he does it every Sunday night, and they also do it other nights throughout the week, but they do it every single Sunday night. So, hey, you got to check that out. WeMakeStars.com. So, all right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Let's see. Let me find something new. Looks like we're chilling out in the show towards the end of the show. So let's go ahead and keep that little chill vibe going. This right here, matter of fact, let's play that new Beano, y'all. All right, yeah, get that up. All right, we're going to get this Beano going. It's featuring Casino Mary, or featuring Casino, and it's called Mary Jane, and it's shot by Paula Mears, is who did their video. So, all right, check it out. This right here is Beano featuring Casino called Mary Jane, Monsters Radio on a Monsters Monday. I hope y'all enjoy the night. Guess what? I don't made it to number one as an artist on Reverb Nation from Minneapolis, Minnesota. So make sure you go check me out. That's E-M-O-N-S-T-A. Just go into ReverbNation.com/E-M-O-N-S-T-A, and you will go to my page and see it, and you will see why I'm number one, motherfucker. So that's what I do. Check it out. This is Beano. It's called Mary Jane.
My this should be tonight. Played at high volume.
We are the influence. We are not under the influence.
Even if the sun goes down, I know you're gonna be around. Even if the sun goes down, I know you're gonna be around. 'Cause it's a day in the life of Mary, Mary Jane. A day in the life of Mary, Mary Jane.
even if the sun goes down, I know. My nigga always gonna hold me down for sure. Cause I've been stressing way too long. The pain is gone, I'm waiting for the rain to fall. Hey, being broke, them days are gone. No shame, I'm on, I'm trying to buy my mom a new home. The only thing that hold me down is Mary Jane. That's the only girl that I know that showed me better days. I swear I love you, and that will never change. It's a day in the life of Mary Jane. I just smoke on, try to get high. I take a couple hits just to get by. Hey, young Fetty, you can see it in my eye. Take a couple hits of this and you'll reach my fly. So just smoke on and just poke. I promise you'll feel the reason I smoke. I'ma smoke it, I'll always be the same. It's a day in the life of Mary Jane. I'ma smoke it, I'll always be the same. Cause it's a day in the life of Mary Jane.
If I gone, then I might go crazy. Prefer Mary Jane, I enjoy getting wasted. Came from the struggle, had to hustle till to make it. Everything's changed and nothing's been the same since. Can't stop smoking, addicted to Mary Jane. And I'm lifted high, I'm deep. I promise you don't rock with Mary Jane like me. I gotta help her when I wake up and before I go to sleep. Mary Jane, the only one that I love, OD. Low key, if I could, I'd make it happen. So Mary Jane, take my hand and marry. To death do his part, I'ma lay you till I perish. Until then, we stay rolling up the rarest. Put it in rotation, now we pop up past it. The side effects is we laughing.
Hey, hey, Monsters Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster. I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.